Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the TGS Q2 2011 Results Webcast Presentation Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Robert Hobbs, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Sarah. Hello and welcome to the TGS Second Quarter 2011 Conference Call. My name is Robert Hobbs. I'm CEO of TGS, and joining me on the call today is Kristian Johansen, our CFO. Earlier today, we posted our second quarter earnings release and held a presentation of the results. A replay of that presentation is now available on our website, www.tgsnopec.com. I hope that you have had an opportunity to view that release, and we'll now give just a brief summary of the main points before we open the call to your questions. Our net revenues of $136.1 million were up 21% compared to the same period one year ago. Net late sales were $98 million, up 52% from late sales in Q2 of 2010. We believe these strong late sales figures reflect the continued improvement in the market for our multi-client geoscience data. For the first half of 2011, net revenues were $268.1 million, an increase of 3% from the first half of 2010. Net late sales for the first half were up 33% from the previous year at $182.8 million. Net pre-funding revenues for Q2 were $26.7 million, down 38% compared to a year ago, reflecting the decreased investment during the quarter versus Q2 of 2010. Pre-funding revenues covered 43% of our investments in Q2. However, the pre-funding revenues have covered 60% of the company's investments year to date. As previously communicated, our investment plan is weighted more to the second half of this year versus the first half of the year. That's a reverse pattern to what we saw in 2010. On a 3D project in Northwest Europe, a customer elected to participate in the survey as a proprietary participant, and this resulted in their funding being classified as contract revenue rather than pre-funding of the multi-client project. This obviously had a negative effect on the pre-funding percentage for the quarter, but contributed to our higher revenues, and those revenues show up in the proprietary portion of our revenue reporting. 40% of our multi-client revenues came from projects in progress and 15% from fully amortized surveys during Q2, representing a very healthy distribution of revenues across the entire library. The multi-client amortization rate was 39%, below our guided range for the full year of 2011. Amortization fluctuates from quarter to quarter, depending upon the sales mix of the projects. Amortization for the first half of 2011 was 39%, just slightly below our guiding for the year. Our operating profit, or EBIT, for Q2 of 2011 was $57.7 million, representing a margin of 42%. Operating profit for the first half of 2011 was $116.7 million, up 26% from the same period in 2010. Earnings per share in Q2 were $0.41 per share versus $0.18 per share a year ago, and earnings per share for the first half of 2011 were $0.81 per share compared to $0.58 per share for the same period in 2010. Cash flow from operations after taxes but before investments was $93.3 million compared to $74.1 million a year ago. Our backlog was $124.4 million at the end of Q2, which is 27% higher than one year ago. The full year after the Macondo incident in the Gulf of Mexico, we're very pleased to be seeing a recovery in the multi-client market. Our strong late sales in the quarter exemplify the attractiveness of our products to the E&P industry across our entire business line. This improved business climate is offset by continued permitting and lease round uncertainty in the Gulf of Mexico. TGS's customers are looking for more visibility on E&P permitting, as well as on definitive timing on future license rounds. Until the uncertainty is reduced, investment for new projects in the Gulf of Mexico will probably still be viewed with a little bit of caution from our customers. We're very pleased with our results in the first half of the year, and we're on track to achieving our expectations for the year. Therefore, we maintain our guidance for 2011. Just to remind you, our guidance is the following. We're guiding multi-client investments of between $280 million to $330 million, average pre-funding in the range of 55 to 65% of investments, an average annualized multi-client amortization rate in the range of 41 to 47% of net revenues, and net revenues in the range of $600 to $650 million, of which approximately 5% will be from the proprietary contract projects. At this time, we'll open the call for your questions. I'll now turn the call over to Sarah, who will cue the questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hobbs. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will take our first question today from Christopher Morlocken from Arctic. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions. First, you have said that customers remain cautious in Gulf of Mexico, but have you seen a trend of budgets in oil companies being moved from the Gulf of Mexico region to other parts of the world or to U.S. onshore?
We haven't seen any direct evidence from our customers that they're moving money outside of the Gulf of Mexico into other plays, Christopher. I think about the only evidence we might have seen of a component of Gulf of Mexico customer changing their behavior are the smaller customers that might have been considering going out into the deep water before the Macondo accident. And, I think we probably saw some of those smaller customers that already weren't in the Gulf of Mexico. I think maybe we saw them have second thoughts about moving out into the deep water. But really, beyond that, we haven't seen any sort of behavior from our customers to indicate that they're reducing their Gulf of Mexico activity.
Mm. Would you say that the low pre-funding in second quarter, you referred to these projects being moved from a multi-client project to a contract project on a client request, but in addition, could you as well confirm that the survey you're doing currently with Dolphin, which is it's a heritage from the Bergen Oilfield Services bankruptcy, that this is a server with very low pre-funding, so likely driving the pre-funding for U.S. guys as well?
Yeah, Christopher, we don't comment on individual projects, so I'm not going to do that. I think that, we look at our investments from a strategic way, too, and if there's a good opportunity to get into a new project that where we feel very confident in the late sales potential of a project, we might be willing to take a lower pre-funding level on that particular project. But I'm not going to comment on an individual project. We just don't do that.
Okay. I actually have a third question, if I may.
Sure.
You have said that vessels remain available for you at favorable rates. Would that imply that you are seeing that the rates you are offered are still flat? Are they actually down, or have they increased slightly versus previously?
It depends on the individual instance and depends on where the vessel is and how much work in that particular area that vessel owner might have. I guess in general, when you look at our entire fleet and the recent charters that we have taken and the discussions we've had, and you sort of look at the whole picture generally, I'd say they're probably flat.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
We'll take our next question today from Giacomo Pichetto from Banksys. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Just a couple of things. If you could give us some color on how your pre-funding is going now, if you're seeing any acceleration from your customers. We have heard from many oil service companies quite a strong outlook for H2. And so I would like to understand if you're seeing anything of that as a perception. Thank you.
Sure. You know, we are, you know, as I communicated before, our investment plans have always been to have more investment in new projects in the second half of the year, and that's really unchanged. Our outlook's unchanged on that. And, you know, that outlook is based upon discussions with our customers as well about their desired timing on projects. And I can say that we do, you know, we do see a lot of interest for new projects really across the board. I think we are on target for our pre-funding. We've communicated or we've guided pre-funding between 55 and 65% of the year, and in the first half of 2011, we're smack in the middle of that at 60%. So we're pretty much on schedule to achieve what we've guided for pre-funding, and we still and as I stated before, we're still seeing good interest for the projects that we're working on for our second half investments.
I asked that because basically, if I understood right, implied in your guidance, there is in H2 quite a slowdown in terms of late sales if your pre-funding sales are going well. So I would like to understand if you're seeing any risk if pre-funding is going well, then the second and last question is, are you seeing any risk on your late sales trend?
No, we don't see risk in the late sales trend. I wouldn't interpret it as that at all. You know, if you look historically at TGS's late sales patterns, typically Q3, Q4 tend to be our higher months in terms of late sales revenue. And I don't see anything structurally out there that would cause that to change this year.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
We will take our next question today from Tor Lander from DNB. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi. Two numbers stands out as extremely strong in the second quarter. Your 2D sales as well as sales from projects that were completed last year. Is it Greenland now that is selling particularly well, or is there any other particular reason for these numbers being so strong?
Yeah, I think you can look at those how we've reported our revenues. We did have good strong 2D sales, and we also had good strong sales from Europe. And I think it's fair to characterize there's still a lot of interest in Greenland Tor. We don't typically split our revenues out anymore in any more granularity than by region. So I don't want to really get any more specific than that. We did our late sales were pretty healthy. You know, the distribution of those sales across the vintages was pretty healthy. You know, and we had 15% of our sales in fully amortized data, and about 40% of our sales were from works in progress. But we still saw very healthy. I don't recall the number off the top of my head, but very healthy late sales from our 2010 and 2009 vintages, and of course. Projects such as Greenland kind of falls into those areas as well.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, if you have a question at this time, please press star 1 now. As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. There are currently no further questions in the queue.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. I guess that means we've done a good job of describing the quarter. We're very happy where we are sitting the first half of the year. We feel, as I stated before, that we feel we're on target to our guidance. We're seeing what's particularly gratifying is seeing good performance really in all our businesses. There's not one particular region or business that's dominant, that's playing a dominant role in terms of growth. So we're quite excited as we move into the second half of the year, and look forward to being able to report on our Q3 results to you in early November. So thank you very much.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.